let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, when a review nicely sums up the new fantasy novel Angel Virus from Joshua Squire. Think of the worst scenario you could possibly imagine. Got one? Chances are Joshua Squire can think of something worse. Up until the day the Angel Virus appeared, people of the world thought they knew the meaning of true terror. After all, they'd seen thousands of years of war, starvation, illness, and other forms of tragedy. Yet the emergence of the Angel Virus brought about a deeper level of sorrow and a fiercer degree of trauma than any living person had dreamed existed. The author of The Angel Virus, Joshua Squire, our guest on This Week in America. Joshua, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, thanks for having me.
You have my attention right off the bat with this book, and this really is gripping, and it's a real, true page-turner. It's like, you know, I probably should go to bed now, but I got to see what happens next here. This is really a novel well done. This is the first in the trilogy. It's The Angel Virus, Joshua Squire, our guest on the program. First of all, where did this idea come from, this world that you've created where we've got this angel virus coming into play? Where did this idea come from?
Out of thin air, I guess you could say. My whole life I've always written poetry from a young age all the way up, and I always share it with family and friends, and one day this idea came to me for this, and as I shared it with people, they just started saying, hey, that would be a cool book. And I was like, I've never written a book, and so I'll give it a shot. And that's how this book came to be.
It's interesting how sometimes people will sit for months trying to come up with an idea for the great novel they're going to write. This sort of came to you. This sort of what actually wrote itself in your mind before you even got started.
It did, actually. It was pretty crazy. It hit me like a wave, and it just all of a sudden all these characters and just this whole storyline hit me, and I couldn't type it fast enough.
Let's talk about Angel Virus. That's the title of the trilogy. This is the first book we're talking about, by the way, available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get information on Angel Virus, a novella trilogy by Joshua Squire, our guest on the program. Talk about the title and the Angel Virus, because as I mentioned in the introduction, this is something like anything we've ever seen before.
So Angel Virus, that is what the people call this tragedy. So this tragedy that happens, all the young kids all over the world mysteriously pass away, all at the same time. And as they pass away, their spirits start showing up, they're angelic, they're angels, and they start going up into the clouds, up into heaven, I guess you could say, and the people started calling it the Angel Virus.
And this is really a battle between good and evil, isn't it? That's one of the themes in the series.
Yes, sir. It's about, the gates of hell are about to be opened, and there's about to be this huge war between heaven and hell, and, you know, good and evil, and heaven needed more warriors to battle all the nasty monsters that are going to be coming out.
When you decided you were going to write this book, when the initial idea came to you, did you work from an outline, or is this one of these where as you got going, the book sort of went off in its own direction? It sounds like there was some other inspiration here besides what your imagination.
Well, when these ideas hit me, I kind of sit back and go through the whole story in my head. And then once I have that whole story, I just start writing. And then as I start writing, the story kind of evolves and changes. And then once I got the whole project written, I would go back through and write it. I would go back through and make little changes here and there to try and help the story flow. But it basically kind of writes itself in my head. And that's where the outline is. And then I just kind of go from there.
The book we're talking about is Angel Virus. The author is Joshua Squire. That's Squire. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. Information available, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've got four main characters in the book. Talk about these four.
Well, you've got Dutch Ferguson, who is, you know, here in America, is an ex-soldier, got hurt. So now he's just kind of working from home. Then you've got Jin, who's over in China, who has dreams and aspirations. And he wants to go out and be an explorer. And then you have Aisi, who is over in Africa, who's helped building churches and just wants to do good in her community. And then you have Aletta, who is working at a hospital because she wants to help and do good for people. And so all four characters kind of have that same characteristic that they want to do good and help people. And it's a good perspective to see these good people all around the world dealing with the situation in a different way at where they're at.
Talk about the challenges of developing four characters, and you do an excellent job with backstory and bringing out who these people are, so we, the reader, has an understanding who these people are. It's not you just pick them up in time. We have an idea to understand who they're made of, what constitutes who these people are. Talk about being able to advance the storyline with four main characters like that. How challenging is that, to tell the story through four people, four different perspectives?
Oh, it's tough. When I first had the idea for a book, I knew I wanted to have multiple characters because I like, you know, complex stories. And so before I actually started writing the book, I sat down and made little bios for each character. And then as I started writing the story for each character, now it's hard to explain. When I write, I like to put myself in other people's shoes and think, what would it be like to be this person? And so after I created their four bios, I kind of sat down and played out the whole tragedy in my head and thought, how would these characters react? What would they do? Where would they go? And just went from there.
You know, it's interesting. The angel virus, as described, is frightening enough. This really is just the beginning of what people go through in the book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's something that, you know, and maybe a long 300-page novel would have a lot more build-up, but in Angel Virus, you know, I introduce you to the characters, and then the Angel Virus is right from the beginning all the way to the end.
Yeah, if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to get like 3-4 chapters in before it gets good, suddenly on page 2, it has your total attention. Like I say, you don't want to put the book down. You want to see where it goes. This is the first of a trilogy. When you start writing Angel Virus, the first one, and we'll talk about the other two, second one, which has just been published. Talk about the impact that has on your writing style, because you don't want to conclude everything. You've got the luxury, I guess, of three different books that you can advance the storyline.
Well, to tell you the truth, when I first came out with the idea for it, as I got to the end of the book, I knew how I wanted the first one to end. And at first I thought that was just kind of where the book was going to end. But as I was getting towards the end of the book, all of a sudden all these ideas started flowing about, well, once that happens, the story can go here. And then once the story concludes there, it can go there. And so just as I was getting to the end of the first book, I got flooded with all sorts of ideas to continue it and make it a trilogy. And so since the end of the first book, I've known exactly how the entire trilogy is going to explore and end.
The book is Angel Virus, a novella trilogy by Joshua Squire, the author, our guest on This Week in America. Book, of course, available at the usual places. Amazon.com is a great place to find information on the book, and you can link on directly to Joshua's link on Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about, as you go into a project like this, someone with a poetry background now writing this novel, what was that like, making that transition from poetry to storytelling in this form?
Well, it was a fun transition because it was also a little scary because, you know, I've always written poetry for just myself or family and friends just to kind of, you know, express myself. And it's always been just a short, you know, one page. It's not written the normal grammatically correct way that people normally read. And so approaching a novel was pretty challenging because I had to, you know, really reach into my writing that I went through in high school and college to kind of go back to the roots to make it a enjoyable read for people instead of just a short one page, you know, story, creating a whole 100 page or 300 page novel and breaking it down into three stories. It's been quite the challenge, but a lot of fun, and it's really helped me grow as a writer.
Well, you focus on individual suffering, and let's talk about that, because you really capture what these people are going through. Talk about that being descriptive enough that we fully understand what these people are feeling.
Well, as I mentioned before, what's crazy when I write, whether it's, you know, my poetry or my books, I guess you can look at it as maybe kind of a gift that you know, I can sit back in a dark room or just sit in a room by myself, you know, kick back, close my eyes, and put myself in somebody's shoes and just kind of play out, you know, what they've been through, where they've been, and it just hits me emotionally, and then it just helps me to write and try to put myself in their shoes so that way I can appreciate their situation and maybe help other people appreciate what other people have been through.
You know, it's interesting. Emotionally, what did you go through in writing this? The first one, Angel Virus, is now available. The second one we'll talk about here in a second has just been published, and working on the third in the trilogy, Angel Virus, a novella trilogy. Emotionally, what has this experience been like for you to go through pretty much Angel Virus in your own life, at least in your mind, and sort of living through it, feeling the emotions of these people?
You know, it's pretty crazy, you know, because I, you know, trying to go through it, not only as those four main characters, but I try to introduce, you know, other little characters throughout the story to kind of show you that it's happening all over the world. And, you know, whether, you know, I'm in Dutch's head or Aisi's head, I'm trying to be in that person's situation. So I try to access, you know, the different kind of emotions that maybe different people feel. And so I try to feel differently and approach, you know, the situation differently as other people. And so it just kind of gives you a rush of emotions because I'm being tugged one way, then I'm being tugged another to try and have those different experiences. And so it was quite the ordeal writing it, trying to be all these different characters.
And you tell the story on several different levels. This is much more than just the earthly implications, isn't it? We're talking about something, I guess, maybe even greater than that.
Yep, the battle between heaven and hell happens up in heaven, but the way that the demons have approached it, they've made it so whatever happens up in heaven affects us down here on earth, and it becomes this great battle that is on not only in, you know, the heavenly plane up there, but also affects us down here, and it just changes the whole world.
Angel Virus is thought-provoking. Talk about what you would like us as a reader to take away after reading the first in the trilogy, Angel Virus. Not only a very compelling story, but when you put the book down, you're doing some serious thinking, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, once people are done reading it, I get the same reaction from just about everybody. They look at me and say, the book was too short. And so, you know, they just want to keep going because the way the book ends, you know, it's a nice little cliffhanger that was just going to be the original ending, but I've got an expanded universe. And so when people, you know, put it down, I want them to stop and think, you know, there's all sorts of bad things that happen in this life. Things could always get worse. Things can get better. But in the end, it's about, you know, when everything goes bad in this book, I want them to think, you know, when things go bad, what am I going to do? Who can I help? Am I prepared? You know, where am I at, you know, in this life? You know, am I prepared to help somebody else if something happens? Am I prepared to help myself if something happens? And, you know, I don't know if that's how deep people will get, but that is something that I have had a few people tell me that they've had to stop and think, you know, what would I do if something actually happened like this?
Yeah, in one review it said, when it was over, I really decided I was going to try to stay closer to my loved ones, my children, spend a little bit more time with them. It does have that impact on you, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you think of, you know, the what you have here, is it really as important as what you're going to have maybe in the next life, or how have you spent your life? Are you with your loved ones? You know, do you have just you know, your fancy cars, your big houses, or, you know, where are you at when the world starts to end? You have loved ones and friends.
They're talking about Angel Virus, a novella trilogy. Joshua Squire, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. I talk about this being the first in the trilogy. The latest, if you finish Angel Virus and go, I can't wait for the second one to come out, you're in luck because it's available. Angel Virus, Remnants of the Flame. Talk briefly about that. You advance the story, and then you set the stage for number three in the trilogy.
Yep. Book two, it literally, chapter one starts right where book one leaves off. There's no, this is what's happened from here to here. The first page of book two starts immediately where book one ends off, and it's just as fast paced. It's a little bit shorter than the first book. You know, I've meant them to be, you know, page turners. You read them from beginning to end. You know, they're short, fun, quick reads. And once book three comes out, I'm hoping next year, The first chapter is going to pick up right where book two leaves off.
You know, that's one of the nice things about reading Angel Virus, and you'll find that with Angel Virus, Remnants of the Flame as well. As we mentioned, you don't mess around. You don't have three or four chapters sort of setting things up. You get right to it. As a reader, we appreciate that. Sometimes you think a writer is getting paid by the word, so he's going to waste a lot of his time and our time before we really get into the substance of the story. You start out with the substance, don't you?
Exactly. You know, my sister, she's a big reader. I've got friends that they're big readers, and I, you know, as I was writing this, I asked them, you know, what is something you absolutely hate about reading or that bugs you? And they said, we hate when we get to chapters that are just filler. We feel like it's just extending the book. They said, we like an action pack from beginning to end.
What has this experience been like for you in writing the book? Keep mentioning a longtime poet now writing your first novel. I can sense in your voice of the passion. You're really enjoying this process.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. You know, it's fun to create worlds, create people, create situations, and it's fun to, you know, create a problem and think, okay, how are we going to solve this? And it's just been a lot of fun expanding my writing from a single page to a full novella, or hopefully soon down the road, future novels.
You know, it's got to be interesting. Like you say it, it's like, okay, here's a problem and trying to figure out how to solve it. Then you're thinking, it's my world. I'll solve it any way I want to. You've got the total freedom. I mentioned in the beginning, your world. This is exactly what you've created, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And it's a blast creating them.
Well, we've got Angel Virus, a novella trilogy that's, of course, available. You'll find it at Amazon. The second in the trilogy series, Angel Virus, Remnants of the Flame, is available as well, working on number three. Are you done with number three, or is that still in the writing stages?
It is early writing stages. I haven't typed up a page yet, but I've done some little outlines to kind of guide me where I need to go. But I know exactly where it's go from beginning to end, and hopefully it goes onto the page as smooth as it is in my head.
Well, and we are looking forward to that. Joshua Squire, our guest on the program, that's Squire. If you're going to Google it, you'll find the book at Amazon.com, Angel Virus, a novella trilogy. You can also link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a link there to take you to Amazon and directly to the Angel Virus link there as well. Joshua, congratulations on an excellent beginning to a trilogy long awaited by people that have read Angel Virus. Looking forward to the next two. Number two is, of course, available. Number three in about a year from now. Joshua, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us.
All right, Rick, thanks for having me. I look forward to being on your show down the road to talk about the future books.
We'd love to do it. We'll pick up with the Angel Virus, a novella trilogy. Joshua Squire, our guest on the program. Again, you'll find the book at Amazon, link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.